Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Are you ready to fly away? Praise the Lord and welcome to tonight's program. And, my friends, may ye be awesomely blessed by what you hear. Amen. So be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God's own audible voice, not the voices or doctrines of mere men. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. You all know there is need for you to send support to keep this program on the air. I really detest saying it so much, but when I stop saying it, the offerings decrease. And right now we need some offerings to pay for all of March programming. So now for tonight's last days end times Bible study, King James Version, as always. Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 and 4. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. Watchman comment. The definition of a disciple is a pupil, someone who learns from a teacher who is qualified to teach on any given subject. To be a disciple is to be willing to be taught and to subsequently learn more than they knew before the qualified teacher taught them or revealed true truth to them. Amen. That knowledge imparted by the true truth teacher pertains directly to the one, or in this case, more than one being taught. Questions and answers are a part of the teaching process. But then, most importantly, Jesus said, Take heed that no man deceive you. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reasons of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. My friends, if that's not a typical description of today's church, I don't know. Hallelujah, amen, though, because we love the Lord, and that's what's most important. Let's be teachable tonight as the end draws near. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:4.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
For upon Mount Zion, says the Lord, comes a strange fire. A fire that is not of me, a fire that shall touch my holy city in a way that will change the world. But fear not, my children, fear not, for I am totally in control. And I have called thee for such a time as this. Strengthen now all that remain. Strengthen now your hearts, your souls, your minds, your strength. Come forth in praise and worship of me. For the false fire will try to praise and call it praise of me, But it will not be praising me, it will be praising my enemy. For I say unto you, these things must happen, and they will happen, and they will happen soon. So strengthen now what remains, says your Father.
Fill up the hedges, and fill up the hearts, and fill up the minds, pouring forth. For the day of the Lord cometh quickly. Pour out, I say.
My. Will you heed those encouragements and warnings from the Spirit of the Lord? Now tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. My, oh my, on this program you get the true truth, right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Matthew chapter 12, verse 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him. Neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Watchman comment, what does that verse have to do with prophecy, you might say? Well, I'm glad you asked. For without the Holy Ghost or the Spirit of the Lord, there would be no prophecy. Amen. This verse in True Truth tells us something very, very important, and that is you can speak against the Son of Man and maybe, just maybe, get away with it, but don't count on it. However, though, no one will get away with speaking against the Holy Ghost, for that is an unforgivable sin. I did not say that. Matthew chapter 12, verse 32 said that. Amen and amen. To make that sin of speaking against the Holy Ghost even more disastrous, the verse adds in the words in red, which, by the way, is Jesus speaking, whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Now, my friends, when a man of God is speaking prophecy, or as the oracle of Yahweh, it is just that dangerous to you to speak against that true truth man of Yahweh. I pray you understand what I just said and taught. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. So get right and get ready. Sandra from Toronto, Canada, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and she is our WOW Walk on Water sponsor for tonight's program. Father, I just pray, Lord God, that you would bless Sandra, meet her every need, and thank you, Lord, for touching her heart to support the program and your watchman, Lord. And also bless all listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight, my friends. Luke chapter 24, verses 47 and 48. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, being at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. These were the instructions of Jesus just before he was carried up into heaven, verse 52. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on these International Signs radio programs. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Watchmen, attention, listeners, please listen carefully. The National Defense Resources Preparedness Act has granted Obama the authority to declare peacetime martial law. That's right, I said peacetime martial law. This executive order was posted on the WhiteHouse.gov website Friday, March 16th of 2012. The delegation of control of the nation's resources and people is particularly troubling because the heads of America's resources shall have this power under both emergency and non-emergency conditions to control every aspect of our American lives. And under this executive order, the president is the sole decider of what constitutes an emergency, Section 201, Paragraph B. In one fell swoop, Obama has sidestepped the 13th Amendment as we are talking about the introduction of forced labor. Watchman commenting, again? My friends, you know, we have now a dictator. America has its own bona fide dictator. Are we any different or any better than the rest of the countries that we're trying to destroy with our super weapons? My, oh my. Continuing. Anglican female priest call abortion a blessing. Quote, when a woman gets pregnant against her will and wants an abortion, it's the violence that is tragedy. The abortion is a blessing. Close quote. My, oh my. These are the words of Dr. Catherine Hancock Ragsdale, who is the president and dean of Episcopal Divinity School in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Watchman comment, will these apostates ever read and understand the Holy Scriptures, which say the exact opposite of this quote? It may be against a woman's will, but all of conception is of God. Amen. That's what the word says. All conception, even in the natural, forms a human being, no matter what age, and to terminate a conception is murder. And that's the true truth, like it or not. God allowed the conception. You should not take it away. Amen and amen. Is this president and dean of the Episcopal Divinity School in Cambridge, Massachusetts, a lesbian? Continuing. Planned Parenthood accused of a $6 million fraud. 87,000 false or ineligible claims purportedly were filed. Planned Parenthood affiliate in Texas knowingly sent in about $6 million in false claims to Medicaid and took steps to cover up its acts. The lawsuit was kept under seal until U.S. District Judge Kenneth Hoyt made it public. It alleges that the 10 clinics in Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast put in fraudulent claims. My, oh my. What a blasphemous apostate group they are. Continuing. Rising sea levels seen as threat to 5 million living on the coastal USA. That's right, I said the coastal USA. For the nearly 5 million people who live along the U.S. coast from Maine to the Gulf of Mexico and the West Coast, rising seas fueled by global warming have doubled the risk of so-called once-a-century floods, according to a trio of environmental reports released. About 3.7 million Americans live within a few feet of high tide and risk being hit by more frequent coastal flooding in coming decades because of the sea level rise caused by global warming, according to new research. My. That is a fulfillment of this prophecy spoken by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, Sunday, January 18th, back in 2009.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end-time sign. For have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God. For the world must know its sin. The world must know that my word is true, that my prophets do not speak falsely but truly, saith God.
Continuing, Democrats pressure Obama to endorse gay marriage. More Americans are embracing gay marriage, adding to calls from Democrats for President Barack Hussein Obama, who has said he is not sure where he stands, to publicly express his support before the November elections. Watchman comment, my. Of course he doesn't want to tell you where he stands before the elections, because then you wouldn't elect him. You wouldn't elect him for his thoughts on gay marriage. He's for it, don't you know? Continuing. Obama opposes gay marriage, but for nearly the last 18 months, he has said his views are evolving. 49% of Americans now say they approve of gay marriage, up from 40% shortly after Obama took office in 2009. Watchman comment, America is very sick indeed, and this will only serve to bring Yahweh's wrath upon America. You better get yourself right and get ready and stay prayed up, because God is going to pour his wrath out on America the way it's going right now. Continuing. Foodborne disease outbreaks rising in the United States. Foodborne disease outbreaks linked to imported food rose in the fiscal years 2009 and 2010, with close to half of the outbreaks implicating food imported from areas that had no prior association with outbreaks, according to researchers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in a report released. Watchman comment, my. I warned you about all these imports that the U.S. is bringing into this country. And I told you that there were going to be some bad things happening. Do you believe me now? Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Tick-borne Lyme disease is spreading and surging in the northern USA. We had a boom in acorns, followed by a boom in mice. And now, on the heels of one of the smallest acorn crops we've ever seen, the mouse population is crashing. This spring, there will be a lot of infected black-legged ticks in our forests looking for a blood meal. And instead of finding a white-footed mouse, they are going to find other animals, like maybe us? Watchman comment. And they'll find your outside pets, that's for sure. And they can bring those ticks inside to you, so be sure you keep them treated with a good tick repeller like Frontline Plus. Ask your vet if you can apply it at 3-week intervals instead of 4-week intervals. This summer is going to be disastrous. I've never had ticks on my animals, but last fall, my outside cat had 4 ticks that I had to remove. One of the things you can do with these ticks for cats, because it doesn't affect them that much, dogs it does, but not cats, is you can put a little rubbing alcohol on the tick, and that'll make it shrivel up. And when it shrivels up, take a fine pair of tweezers and pull the thing out. Get it just as close into the skin as you can so you get the head if possible. Continuing. U.S. selling aborted baby body parts. Oh, my. Even though the practice is a criminal offense, one pro-lifer asserts that body parts are being harvested from aborted babies and used for research purposes in the U.S. and abroad. It is illegal, but these people have developed a loophole around it in that, for example, when they sell baby parts, they don't sell you the part. What they do is they say they will donate the part. Well, that makes it legal, but then you have to pay for the harvest of the part and to transport it, to gather it and get it to whatever hospital or researcher it is. And they can set the price on that. My, oh my. Continuing. Eric Holder says, quote, "We need to brainwash people into disliking guns," close quote. Watchman comment. We are now seeing the results of what Eric Holder has said back in 1995. And I quote Eric Holder, "What we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people, and make it something that's not cool, that it's not acceptable, it's not hip to carry a gun anymore, in the way in which we changed our attitudes about cigarette." Close Eric Holder, quote. My, oh my. Watchman comment, "Don't you understand that that's how the Nazis took control of Germany? They took the guns, and they couldn't fight back. They are after America's guns, but they're not going to find it as easy to take them away from Americans as Hitler did. I can guarantee you that. As for me, I'll just trust the Lord." Continuing. Watchman, if you think we are not in the end times, listen to this. Resistance to antibiotics could bring the end of the modern medicine as we know it. The world is entering an antibiotic crisis which could make routine operations impossible and a scratched knee potentially fatal, the head of the World Health Organization, WHO, has claimed. Bacteria are starting to become so resistant to common antibiotics that every antibiotic ever developed is at risk of becoming useless, making once routine operations almost impossible. This would include many of the breakthrough drugs developed to treat tuberculosis, malaria, bacterial infections, HIV/AIDS, etc., as well as simple treatments for cuts. We could be entering into a post-antibiotic era. Replacement medicines could become more expensive with longer periods of treatment required to bring about the same effect. Things as common as strep throat or a child's scratched knee could once again kill. Watchman comment, "That's why you need to get prayed up, my friends, and that's why you need to be saved in these last days. If you're not, you better pray about it and get saved." And I'll tell you one other thing that you can do in the natural, you can take some really good vitamins and keep your immune system built up. Now, I do not get anything from what I'm about to tell you, and this is not an advertisement. I'm only going to say it for your own good. You can go to www.weltriantsforlife.com. Weltriantsforlife.com. They aren't cheap. I take them, but they are good. The one vitamin you really need to have is what they call their Vita One formula. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 8, King James Version. "The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence." Continuing. "The giant underestimated earthquake threat to North America. Scientists are calling attention to a dangerous area on the opposite side of the Ring of Fire called the Cascadia Subduction Zone, a fault that runs parallel to the Pacific coast of North America from Northern California to Vancouver Island. This tectonic time bomb is alarmingly similar to Tohoku, capable of generating a megathrust earthquake at or above a magnitude number 9, and that's a big one, and about as close to Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver as the Tohoku fault is to Japan's coast. Decades of geological sleuthing recently established that although it appears quiet, this fault has ripped open again and again. sending vast earthquakes throughout the Pacific Northwest and tsunamis that could reach across the Pacific. What happened in Japan will probably happen in North America. The big question is not how, but when. Continuing. Feminist theologian claims we can't be sure Jesus was male. Oh my goodness, what blasphemy. Continuing. A feminist theologian is claiming that Jesus may have been a hermaphrodite. Watchman comment. Folks, many of you know that I worked in scientific research, and a hermaphrodite is an anomaly that happens in animals where both male and female organs are present. What blasphemy. Continuing. Dr. Susanna Cornwall, a professor at Manchester University's Lincoln Theological Institute, wrote in a recent paper that the idea that Jesus was male is simply a best guess. She made the comments in response to an ongoing debate in the UK over having women bishops in the Church of England. Watchman comment, this female, Dr. Susanna Cornwall, is full of hate, bitterness, and perverted intersexuality. Madam, the Gospels were written in Greek, and they always use the male pronoun to refer to Jesus. And of course, Yahweh himself is referred to as Father. Therefore, I rebuke you, and I caution you that you are bound for hell. Amen and amen. Watchman Shofar. Stay tuned, my friends, for another True Truth Quick Bible Study and possibly live call-ins, letters, or both as the program finishes. My dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. We need to pay for the radio time in March. And when you do, please also pray about including a WOW, Walk on Water, WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water, love offering. And as I said, there is now a need to pay for the March radio bills. Sending cash is the easiest way for small offerings. And small offerings help, folks. Believe me, they do help. Small offerings keep Signs Radio on the air because they all add up to pay for a program. So just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope, then pray over it and send it. God is able to get it through. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Please write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Town Islisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate that just N-Y, zip code in the U.S. of A, 13797. That will repeat in a moment for you to check it. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for tonight's ending True Truth Quick Bible Study from, of course, the King James Version. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. My friends, the prominent rise of the spirit of Islam in our world's current global society has been, in these last 40 years, unparalleled to any other godless ideology, religious or political. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Judeo-Christianity, Catholicism, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, etc., etc., all have been left in the dust in light of Islam's ever-growing presence, status, and influence on our world stage. Along with Islam's ever-growing status has been the global rise of godless secular socialism. This godless monster has left a destructive wake behind all that it has consumed. The continent of Europe and its secular countries have been ravished by this godless beast of secularism and Islamic fundamentalism. With a billion members, they are a mighty army and a powerful weapon in the hands of Lucifer, that's Satan, to intimidate and move the world's unbelieving masses for Satan's will and final godless agenda, Revelation chapter 13. My, oh my. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now, a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Evans.
If you're not saved, why not right now ask God to save you? Ask the Holy Ghost to come in your life. He'll be your teacher and your guide. That's what the Bible says. He'll lead you into all truth. He'll show you all things that are to come. God's not a respecter of persons. He'll do it for you.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Evans. I'm sure folks all over the world were touched by what you had to say. Please tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days that you live in right now today. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. It's so, so important, my friends. Please tune in the new Wednesday summer frequency next week, 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern, this coming Wednesday night. That's 9350, 7 p.m. Eastern, this coming Wednesday night. And if you can hear 9350, please, it is very, very important that you let me know by calling or writing. I have to make a decision whether to keep that Wednesday night program on the air. If nobody's hearing it, I do not want to waste your money that you have given to Yahweh for that to happen. Thank you and God bless you. For more daily news in text form like you heard on tonight's program, be sure to go to signsradio.com, SIGNSRADIO.COM, all one word. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. That's signsradio.com. Click the Visitors Forum News with Views link to go to my other website. There is so much posted there weekdays that there was no time for all of it on tonight's program. And I post pictures there that we can't put on the radio, obviously. No computer? Well, libraries have free use computers, and the librarian will help you. Ask them to help you to connect to www.signsradio.com, all one word. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Can you think of a way to bless me back? Here is the address again more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, loud and clear tonight in northwestern Ohio. Yes, I'm praying with you. Christ, come back soon. Maranatha.
Amen, my brother. Thanks for the signal report. You are a blessing. Maranatha.
Roy in Columbus, Ohio. You're coming in extremely clear on 4.840. God bless.
Thanks, Brother Roy. Sure do appreciate that signal report. God bless you, Maranatha.
I'm located in Dublin, Ohio, using an antique crystal radio and receiving your station quite well. Thought you might be interested. Antique technology, and I'm still receiving you extremely loud here in Dublin, Ohio. Take care. Bye.
Thanks, brother. I remember building one of those crystal radios myself back years ago. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. I only have one line. Please keep it on the short side right after the program ends. Just say your name, state, and how well you can hear the program. Then for longer calls, if you want to tell me more, please just wait until about a half hour later after the program ends. So as many as possible can call in right now. I pray you understand, and I thank you. Here's the number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your WOW offering this week. The ability to pay for March programming is coming up a little short. Thanks, my friends. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha. Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.